Advisors, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Centennial Capital Partners are not affiliated.
All righty, 8:34, a time to go to our morning show partner and friend, Kurt Cambier of Centennial Capital Partners. And Kurt, we've spent a lot of time talking about financial coaching and all that. One of the things that we actually probably need to talk about a little bit more, because it does become such a big part of people's financial situation later in life, is Social Security. I'm curious what you're thinking about that these days.
Well, yeah, it's probably one of the more important decisions you're going to make in your lifetime, because it'll be to determine how much income you get out of the Social Security program, and that decision is pretty concrete. So if you go to my website, which is kurtcambier.com, KurtCambier.com, under the resource tab and retirement, you're going to find a dozen articles on Social Security. You're going to find a calculator where you can actually put in your income, your age, all that type of stuff, and it'll and what age you want to start taking Social Security, the different options, and it will give you an idea of what your Social Security payment will be and the differences on longevity and all that type of thing. So if you have great longevity in your family, it's best to usually wait. If you don't have great longevity, you got a little hitch in your giddy up, you might want to take it a bit early.
Wow. Very interesting. Listen, folks, you want to get some financial coaching applied to your life, including to how to think about Social Security. I hadn't really thought about it before in the way that Kurt just described, but that's what makes Kurt so great. I mean, I've thought about investing in finance my whole life, and I never thought of what Kurt just said. Part of the reason to get in touch with Kurt and sit down with him and let him be your financial coach. So you can learn more at Kurt's website, which is kurtcambier.com, KurtCambier.com. And don't forget, Kurt answers every finance and investing question from my listeners himself, and Kurt picks the best one over the course of a week, and we answer it on Thursdays on the air to help listeners get more information that way. And you know what, Kurt? Although some people may be driving and not have a pen, why don't you give folks your phone number as well in case they can write it down and just give you a call?
You bet. 303-584-1161. I'd love to hear from you either way and love to help you.
Thanks a lot, Kurt. Appreciate that insight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Listen, folks. I want to quick thing. A listener objected to my terminology in the Ross report where I said the Uber car hit a woman outside a crosswalk.